Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Please help me welcome this great prophet, the one and only prophet, all the way from Alabaster. Let's welcome Prophet Odru.
Come on, see him. Come on, see him. Come on, see him. Come on. Hallelujah. Good evening to all of you, ladies and gentlemen. It's a joy and a blessing to be with all of you tonight. I will, before we pray, honor the Lord for the lives of my father, Papa Stephen Stanley Mensah, Mama Jane and Mama Martha. It is an honor, a great privilege, a joy, a blessing. Are you clapping? Are you shouting? Hey! Praise the name of the Lord. Let's sing this song. I mean, it's been the favorite. Last night, my God, you went home. We were with Papa for 1 hour in worship. My God, I wish that was the service so everybody could have enjoyed the presence. It was just amazing. 1 full hour we were here worshiping, just worshiping. It was impartation. The presence of God took over, the Holy Spirit. Please, no matter what happens, don't miss Wednesday. Don't miss Wednesday. I mean, Wednesday is going to be very intense, very powerful. Just worship is going to be amazing. For those of you who have joined us online, good evening to all of you, depending on where you're watching us from. We're streaming live on Reverend Steve Mensah, live on Charismatic Evangelistic Ministry, live on Prophet Dr. Kofi Odru. We welcome all of you. Share the page. Start a watch party. Let's do this all to the glory of the Lord in the name of Jesus the Christ. Yep. Hallelujah. The two hands are lifted. Come on, yami. Salvation, our fortress. We give you the glory for sustaining our lives when the world went on its knees. We were kept by your power. Thank you for your faithfulness, even to the cross and the sacrifice that paid our redemption. We do not take it for granted. We bless you that our names are documented in the book of life. We give you glory that we are part of the family of God. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, and we shall be called the children of God. Yes, we are. We give you glory. Let your presence take over the service. Let your hand of blessing have absolute preeminence and domination. We rebuke every demonic presence. Have your way. In Jesus' precious name, somebody shout amen. Before you take your seats, come on, give God a clap. Offering, honor the Lord. In his presence we stand. Glory to the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Powerful worship, powerful atmosphere. We give God the glory. Let's be outstanding. Just 1 minute for the reading of God's word, and then you are on your seats. I will use the opportunity to read two captions of scripture to you. Right after that, I will allow you to take your seats, and then we can cruise. The first one is Ecclesiastes chapter 7. We'll read from verse number 8, possibly to verse number 14. Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter, the 8th verse, the Bible said, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger rested in the bosom of fools. Say not thou, what is the cause that the former days were better than these? Or thou dost not inquire wisely concerning this. Verse number 11 say, wisdom is good with inheritance, and by it there is profit to them that see the sun. For wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense. But the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to them that have it. Consider the work of God, for who can make that straight which he has made crooked? I'll finish with verse number 14. In the day of prosperity, be joyful. But in the day of adversity, consider. God also, noted, God also has set the one over against the other, to the end that man shall find nothing after him. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. The second scripture is book of Ezra, chapter 5, verses number 1 and 2. Ezra the prophet or priest, the 5th chapter, the 1st and 2nd verses. The Bible said, then the prophets, Haggai the prophet, Zechariah the son of Iddo, prophesied unto the Jews that were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel, even unto them. Then rose up Zerubbabel, the son of Shittiah, and Joshua, the son of Jozadak, and began to build the house of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem. And with them were the prophets of God, helping them. I want you to note emphatically, the prophets of God, helping them. But the mission was building. Prophets are not carpenters, artisans, they are not steel benders, they are not bricklayers, they are not electricians, they are not plumbers. So what exactly was the help? Prophets were with them in helping them. If you read further, you will come to the concept or synopsis that the help was through the prophetic word, our team for this year. The help was through the prophetic word. The prophetic word comes in a stroke, like Acts chapter 5 and verse number 20. The Bible makes it emphatically clear. It covers every spectrum of life. It spans, the Bible calls it the words of this life. The words of this life. In other words, it is not only spirituality that we are talking about. It is not only being born again. Words of this life also will have to do with the planning of your family, planning of your home, and the projection of wise decisions and choices that are made. Choosing a wife and a husband are all words of this life. You know, pursuing your first degree, a BA, an MA, a PhD, these are all words of this life. How to be a good steward and a great manager of the things that God has entrusted into your hands, including finances, fiscal discipline. Yeah, fiscal discipline. Not extravagance. Not useless prioritizing. Not baseless and pointless decisions that does not bring any profit to the modern day believer. So the words of this life, many people had their season and they messed it. Just like a foolish woman will tear down her own house with her own hands and a wise one will build it. The words of this life will teach the wife how to keep a husband and how to keep a home. Ubetie, yeah, we're dread here. When you have a woman, your BA speaker say, Ajiagum, in creativity. Praise the name of the Lord. Words of this life. Words of this life, like when you can't work anymore, when you retire, when you are on pension, that you do not become a liability to your family. Words of this life. So you see, church is not only spirit, spirit, spirit. Here a little, there a little. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Here a little, there a little. That is how it works. That at the end of the day, you know, the nation will begin to take the church serious. Yeah. The nation will begin to take the church serious. When they know that we are not only Rabadabahaya. No. It's not just that, the words of this life. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. You may be seated in God's presence. I salute God for all the association of pastors in this house. I can see my fathers. I salute you. Happy belated Father's Day and your spouses. We give God the glory for all of you. May I have the honor and the privilege to salute God for the most important person in this building, yourself, who came from every part of the city to be in God's presence. Can you clap and applaud for yourself? Come on, come on, come on. If we are saying, I want to celebrate, you know, to shim shim. If I look carefully at the scripture that we read first in the book of Ecclesiastes, it is one of the, you know, most profound verses of scripture. Whether you are a Christian or not, hard work pays. Whether you are a believer or not, hard work pays. It pays to invest in smart work and invest your life wisely. And so, you know, the Bible said in Psalm number 90, verse number 12, Moses wrote and said, to teach me to number my days that I will apply my heart unto wisdom. The kind of wisdom he was talking about was not only to go to heaven, but to distinguish yourself brilliantly upon the face of the earth. That your life is an example. Paul wrote to Timothy and was telling Timothy, please be thou an example to the believers. In other words, when we look at you, Timothy, we should love to be like you. The church should love to be like you. We are now in a place where, you know, standards have been lowered, compromise is setting, a lot of things have crept into the house of God. The Christianity we knew is not the same Christianity that we have today. We now have a Christianity where Christians don't even carry Bibles to church. Very interesting. We don't even carry Bibles. And yet, we want breakthroughs. It is very interesting. I know you may not like the preaching and the prophetic presentation tonight, but whichever way, just like when you put all the ingredients together for cake, none of them can be eaten raw on its own. You can't just eat egg raw. You cannot. If you do that, if you eat sugar raw, if you eat milk, butter, flour raw, you know, but when it is amalgamated, when it's mixed together, it comes out to be a beautiful delicacy. Yeah. And so, all the forerunners that have come before me, we mix all together and we will have something profound, all to the glory of Almighty God. Say a good amen. 1 Peter chapter, I think it's chapter number 3, where Peter started, it was chapter 1 rather, where Peter started saying in verse number 1 some profound truths. He said to the modern day believer who is born again, washed in the blood of Jesus, his name or her name is written in the book of life. And the Bible talks about from verse number 3 some amazing things, that all things that pertains to life and godliness has been given unto that believer. In other words, the home of that particular believer, when you read some number 112, verse number 1-3. When you get to verse number 3, he said, your sons and daughters will be mighty in the land. He was talking about, you know, the greatness of the believer. The Bible was saying something in the scripture we read from Ecclesiastes chapter 7, when he talked about, you know, that wisdom is an inheritance, it's a defense. Oh, that word, inheritance. You know, nobody is working for nothing. We are working for something. Inheritance is great. You know, when things work together nicely, when there is something to show for your life. You built a house. You made an investment. There is an industry. You built, you have employed people. Oh yeah, that's what it is. It is achievement to have a BA. It is an achievement to have an MA horns. It is an achievement to have a PhD. Because in the kingdom of men, these things are very relevant and significant, that if you do not have them, I'm telling you, it is a limitation to your progression in this life. And so these things are going to come. When you start climbing at the apex of life, you will realize, ladies and gentlemen, that God begins to give you profit for your labor. Yeah, God begins to give you profit for your labor. That, you know, these are the times you can, you know, have one contract or one deal, and that you can clock like $2 million, you know, then the blessing of your labor begins to come out. You can have one opportunity, and that opportunity, these footballers who are playing in the Champions League can have one deal. One team can buy you from another, and your deal can go like, you know, £1 billion. Profit for your labor. Yeah. You know, you can have some kind of a deal, an investment like bitcoins or forex trading or real estate and all that. And wealth can come to you. Wealth can come to you. I mean, if you compare your life right now to your life 20 years ago, God is extremely good. Oh, God is extremely good. Opa. Take the photograph for 20 years ago. The photograph is in your hands. And you are standing in the mirror. I was looking at our engagement picture, and I told my wife, "Dede, I said, I don't know why you married me. Because me shamiya wa engagement portrait in him. He said, you may yin krampain. Me buwe yin krampain. Rolling shame. Me kumu no mni adie. And besides, they said, me cross me, me ye wo, me ye oba, me, kame ngware me. So now, by the grace of God, you're looking amazing, you look phenomenal and good. Hey, it's just amazing how 10 years can change a lot of things. But you know, 10 years is not a long time to come. We have 10 years, your transformation, but most of us are now having gray hair in our head and all stuff like that. The first time I had gray hair in my head, I went to the mirror and plucked the spike out. Because Graham a bit you are going to be wealthy in this life. You are going to be wealthy to the point that the days of crediting flight ticket will be over. You now will be flying first class, and flying first class will no more be a breakthrough. It will be a normality. Oh yeah, it's going to be a normality by the grace of God. You will come to a realization that there are certain things that are assets to your own destiny, like building a house in your hometown, so that when you go to your hometown, you do not go and sleep in a family house or sleep by a friend or stuff like that. So you have something reputable in your hometown that when you go, you can open a door, put your back down, give God the glory, and sleep on a proper bed. It's a blessing. It is a blessing. It is a blessing. Coming here without car, without money to pay for the taxi, Uber, Bolt, or Taxify, I'm telling you, from your home to this place, if you choose to walk, by the time you come, we are gone. There are things that have made your life better. Better. Like your children. Oh, they are a blessing. Don't joke with them. They put smiles on your face when they are growing up and they are toddlers. They ask a lot of questions. They are all over the show. Suddenly, they go to secondary school and they go to the university, and then suddenly they leave home. You are left with your wife and your husband alone. And this is the time that if you do not learn to treat your wife and husband well, you are going to feel the pinch very, very much. Oh, yeah. You don't know how to say hi, darling, except we are among people. Honey, what do you think about these things? But you don't say honey at home. Oh, God, help me. Come to church and see acting. Come to church and see acting. Especially from the pulpit. Acting from the pulpit. I came here with my very lovely wife, sweet, sexy, romantic wife. But we've not been talking for 3 months. I just said, honey, just follow me nicely, be nice. Dimechine timenim, why? Timenim. You know, Maumu say, we've got it together. Oh dear, smile to everybody, say hello to everybody. You know, and whilst the preacher is preaching, the wife is sitting down and listening to the words that is coming, and the wife is amazed. So you know all these things. Oh, really? You know all these things. And you see, God is so loving that in all the acting, he still gives grace. Amazing. Amazing. Antuanya man kwe fura dua. Antuanya man kwa nasia tata. Yeah. This God is a loving God. It's a loving God. It's a very loving God. It's an amazement when God gives you an opportunity for your children to study abroad. It is a blessing for you to sign a check from Ghana and pay their school fees abroad. It is a blessing. Yeah, it is a blessing. And your you know, we have one lady like that who pays her children's school fees. The boy called the other day and said, "Mom, thanks. Sweet." It is a blessing. I mean, it becomes a liability and a problem when the demand is there and the supply is not there. Your children, especially when it comes to children. When your children are sacked from school, for school fees, that's you take him or her to a very lovely school. They are used to that environment and all that. And so the blessing of God keeping you is a blessing for you. I mean, wealth is a blessing. Longevity is a blessing. Good health is a blessing. It was what he was talking about in Hebrews chapter 6, verse number 9. He said, beloved, we are persuaded of so many things that accompany salvation. When you are saved, washed in the blood of the Lamb, there are certain things that accompany your salvation. One of them is peace of mind. One of them is long, because many people don't have peace. Many people cannot sleep in the night. I'm doing my preamble. Don't worry, it's going to be good in a minute. You know, I'm setting the prologue and the preambolical settings, you know. We'll be fine in a moment. Don't worry. Praise the name of the Lord. And so I'm using this opportunity to say to you that it is good. Money is a defense. Wisdom is a defense. When you go to the very apex that you have become so significant, everybody knows your name. You know, your name alone opens doors. That's a blessing. And we give God the glory for that. The prophets of God, what they would do to help you is to push you. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. The Bible said, believe in the Lord your God and you shall be established. Believe his prophets and you shall prosper. In other words, you will not be tattered. You will not be poor. You will not be broke. We cannot, you know, underestimate the power of the blessing and wealth that God gives you. We can never underestimate it. But having said all this, everything you have is vanity. I'm upsetting some tension. All the things that I said, mommy, they are great. But big but is vanity. Ecclesiastes chapter, the preacher started the book in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, and in verse number 1, he outlined that he is a preacher, number 1, and number 2, he is a king in Israel. In verse number 2, he said, vanity of vanity, they are all vanity. Before we finish tonight, tonight is an extended night. We're going to have a good time of prayer, good time of ministration. But allow me to present a prophetic word to you. Let me present a prophetic word to you. As we are speaking tonight, many people have been moved from transitions and they are in boxes. And they are taking them to different locations and they are going to bury them. These people never believed they were going to die at the time they died. Hear some? No, they did not believe at the time, because Job chapter 14 verse 5 is at work. He has set your boundaries, whether you are born again or not. Yeah, he has set your boundaries. Your days have been numbered. It doesn't matter how you chant, I shall not die but live and declare the works of God. On the day of your death, you will still die. We wait until it is funeral. And Kofi Udru is in a box and they will sing the song. They sang a very solemn song. And then the preacher preaches a very powerful message like this one, but Kofi Udru doesn't hear it. Until. So whilst you are blessed and alive, I need to talk to you so that if there are any amends, you can make it now in the grace of God. Because grace is available, you can make it right. Job 14 scares me, verse number 5. Look at this. It says, seeing his days, let me say, seeing my days are determined. The number of my months are with God. He has appointed my bounds. And when the time comes, I will not cross it. Serious! It doesn't matter how anointed. You know, sometimes when we stand next to our colleagues, prophets, I have friends at my age who have passed on. Great prophets. Oh, great prophets. Prophet Yao Ajimambedu was a friend. He died from leukemia at the age of 49, a form of cancer. Yeah. If you saw Bishop when he was alive, you'll be amazed. I had a friend whose name was Bishop Akon Harrison. He died at the age of, you know, almost 50 from a massive stroke. Then we are sitting inside funeral and we are making deep reflection, the reflection we should have made when we were in fasting and prayer. So I started by telling you that through the fasting, prophetic ministration and all that, the Lord will bless you. But don't be carried away by the deceitfulness of riches. Deceitfulness of riches. That is clearly written in Matthew 13 and verse number 22 when the Bible said there is something called the deceitfulness of riches. Riches can carry people on. When you have, you have a Bentley, yeah, a Continental GT, and then you have a Rolls Royce wreath, you have the fleet of the Rolls Royce, you have a Rolls Royce wreath, a Rolls Royce ghost, a Rolls Royce phantom, and then a Rolls Royce Cullinan packed in your bay. Oh, don't be carried away. Do not be carried away, because these things, a day will come, you will walk away from it. And somebody who never worked for, will take it. Somebody who never, meaning someone wants some, you know, when you're preaching, why many people would it be? Where are they? You're transiting, Yeah. So you have a Mercedes S600 AMG, yeah, you know, charcoal black color. You know, the leather seats are custom made with your name and embroidered or embossed in it. You have number plate, coated plate, gold plated number plate with your name, Odru 1. Vanity! I'm telling you! Who was more wealthier and more great than Solomon? Solomon gave his own profile in Ecclesiastes chapter 2 from 1 to 23. He said, I have done it all. Booze, women, pleasure. I have done it all. When he gets to verse number 18, he said, ye die no afnome. Now ye die in Franca, you know, these service providers, they've been able to discover it. This is why they do an iPhone 1 and they will do 2 within less than 12 months. Because they know that Ukita 12, as I'm speaking to you right now, everybody is getting tired with the iPhone 12. We are looking forward to the 13, 12 and Afono. And when the 13 is released, many people will trade in the 12 and take the 13. Because 12 Afono. Sanity, there is a void and a vacuum created in the heart of every man, and it is only Christ that fills that void. Humble yourself in the face of God. In due season he shall lift you up. And so he said, yea, I hated all my labor which I had taken under the sun, because I should leave it for another man who must come after me. Sometimes I sit as a pastor and I look at how emphatically clear people die and their family can kick out their wives and children and family take over their property. I'm asking you, the things that the Lord is blessing you with, it is all for you to have the grace and the ability to be competent on your game. It is not for you to put your heart in it and ignore your Creator and your God. Because I realize in my generation, our hearts are drifting gradually. Gradually. Tonight, if there was a football match, major football match, most of you will not be here. The devil is increasingly trickish. I'm serious. If, you know, I heard there was a match, you know, recently, with Chelsea and something, I don't know, I'm not a fan of football, you know. So, let's say that match was being played tonight. Kasofo nwa abeyo masoy. It's good to have fun. It's good to follow football. It's good to be a football fan. It's good. It's good. There is nothing bad about it. But my point is very simple. The team don't know you. The team don't know there is somebody like you who lives in Ghana. And the team, if you go to Stamford Bridge right now and you meet Solomon, come and say, hey, Solo, I want to go. I say, hey, come on for that. Our hearts are drifting away, and gradually we are losing our relationship with the Holy Spirit. And so tonight, if there is something that I will want to talk to you about, yeah, the Holy Spirit. When was the last time the Spirit of God communicated something to this trip? Don't go. Now we have left it for the prophet. What are you saying? Tell me something. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that tonight we should be able to come to that place being filled again with the Holy Spirit and being anointed again, you know, in the Spirit. We are filled in the Spirit that our eyes are open, our ears are open, and we will know what the perfect, permissive, and acceptable will of the Lord is, so that we can even discern the time in which we are living in and prepare for the Lord before he comes back again. For he is coming with his reward to give unto every man according to their works. Are you prepared? Is the question. It's a question. This is why we are shocked when people die. That's why it's in our way. His days were depleting. You shouldn't tell me the Lord has added 1 year to his years. Rather, you should tell me the Lord has taken out a year. Yeah. Because by the time you are 45, and if he's saying that he's giving you 70 years, Aburo Swaye 80 years, I'm quoting Psalm 90 from verse 4 and 5 and 6 and 7. You know, by the time we are at that point, ladies and gentlemen, we need to apply our hearts unto wisdom. The way you plan your pension, plan your eternity. Pension, plan your eternity. Yeah, most of us want to travel the world. I have told Dede, I said Dede, I believe that when I am almost like, if God blesses me to be 70, I believe that after 70, I want to retire from active service in ministry, and I want to now go to schools, you know, to preach the gospel to schools. No more church work, just schools. Go to a club, you know, pubs. That is where I will want to take the gospel. Baby, I'm profachi chiri ri bunch. Send my key. What chiri see in a gem? A one and best maker. Sheni pakwabrani ni ma se unia. Ube koshi we gemu. You know, there is an amazement when you look at the biography. There's a little brochure we do for people who die, and then when you go to people who are well-to-do, nice brochure, gold plated, nice. Will be anywhere where you can achieve that some money. Will be anywhere. There are preachers who are going to stand and say things about people they have never met. Elder Kofi Odro was very nice, a great preacher, and if he died, we give God the glory. You know, he was one great preacher who honored his wife, honored his children. You know, his purity was one thing that was an example to the church, the body of Christ. And you know, and especially when you are living in a continent where, you know, they will never like you, they will never accept you, but the moment you die, you become a hero. You know, that is, you know, so Kofi Odro was very nice and all that kind of thing and all that, and his wife is sitting and listening to that tribute, and they are saying things about, and in her mind they say, if you know the person that is lying there, you know. I was in a particular service, and I heard, we were outside when we heard that Obi Abufuna som. Asamra me catch it on. The 1 week, you know, almost about six girlfriends came with children. Said, Nibenye. Hey, me seeing some oh. Nibenye. The wife was shocked. So on the funeral, no afa plan. And son I called them ne malami mabunu banake. The preacher will say nice things about you because they don't want to spoil the funeral. They write very nice things. But the question is, what will God say about you? What will God, who is the judge, say about you? Let all men applaud you. If God rejects you, what break? You need the Holy Ghost. You can, nobody in this building can serve the Lord well without the Holy Spirit. You can never love your family well without the Holy Spirit. And so before the word comes, the Bible said, he that does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. In other words, before any acrimonious word comes out of your mouth, the Holy Spirit will say, stop. Stop. Jai. Yempe fasting and prayer, said, but my point is, how can we be carriers of the presence of God and the grace of God and do great things for God if we cannot be submissive to the obedience of the Holy Spirit? It is the Spirit of God that can even tell you, start living your life well, start putting your house in order. You are coming to the end of your life. People don't want this until suddenly it happens. And then now, you know, my friend, you know, apostle, he was a bishop even, Bishop Bentel. He passed on 50 years, celebrated his 50 years in that just passed on. And his body lay down. The way we love ministry, do the work, we are here, there, and another. The moment you fall down, you are replaced, same day. I wish you can have a little more time for your family. I wish you can, you know, devote a little more time for your family. I can understand that work is demanding. Living in a cosmopolitan area like Accra is extremely demanding. But I wish you can devote a little more time to your family. Because when everybody turn away from you, they will be there for you. You know, when Kwamla Dumo died, I paid tribute to him, Kwamla. May the Lord bless you. So when Kwamla Dumo died, I thought that BBC was going to honor his memory by saying, today we will just, you know, play videos, excerpts of Kwamla, what he did and all. Oh no, that day he was replaced. That same day he was replaced. Somebody else is in his position doing his job. If somebody had told me it was going to be like that, we would have doubted it. So I want to tell you some gospel truth. I am done. Not everybody will be 100. Not everybody will be 90. So prepare your ways before the Lord. Prepare your ways before the Lord. The charismatic church doesn't talk about what I'm talking about right now. Receive it is good. Take it is good. But what will be the end of you when the receiving cannot be received anymore? Huh? I'm saying this, you know, this is what the Bible in the Ecclesiastes chapter 7 we read. When you read from verse 1 to 4, very interesting things that Solomon wrote. Verse number 1, a good name is better than precious ointment. And then he said, the day of death is better than the day of one's birth. Now, these words belong to the wise. Now the wise can take this. Somebody filled with the Holy Spirit can take this. Serious. Anybody who is just jumping, you know, Jesus said something to Peter before I continue this. Jesus said something. If you love me, feed my sheep. Then if he said, if you love me, feed my lambs. There's a difference. There's a difference. The lambs are the jumpy. That people like that in church. There are lambs and there are sheep. You know, there are lambs. Lambs are not, you know, impass or more. Maba, ni mami be wale ameba slale. Si jeno he wo ba somo. Jeno he wo ba somo. And that these are the lambs. You know, meneme yala ameti, shimi yala aba. Pettiness. That is the lambs. The lambs. You know, when Papa was preaching, you know, Reverend Stanley, he called Pastor Mike's name, but he didn't call my name. Maba, you know, offend your BNA, Maba, Chemukunya, Jemi, and all that. You know, they are offended. And so you come to a place and you see a lot of offense. Lambs have got it. Lambs have got it. Oh, lambs have got it. You know, don't behave like it's not here. Maybe I should take it to Church of Pentecost and tell them, don't behave like it's not here. In a very great church like this, you know, when we have too many gifted people, oh my God, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, there will be internal wrangling. Something is... will be Gina, you know, and you are Lord. And the person is also saying, what should it be? But we are in the presence of the Lord. And I have already told you there are two dominant spirits, the spirit of God and the spirit of the devil. So which spirit is that one? Which spirit is that one? I want to ask, which spirit is that one? Yeah, which spirit is that one? There will be internal wrangling. You know, too many gifted people. When you are in a place where there are too many gifted preachers, you know, and one is preaching people, hey, Agwa, who preach it? Like my fathers would say, oh, kasa, oh, kansem. If you are not full of the Holy Spirit to be down to earth to understand that none of the praises belongs to you, but all glory goes to God, who does not share his glory with any man, your flesh will go ahead of you. Your flesh will go ahead of you. Like for us prophets who can see something, call somebody's name. If you are not careful, you will feel like you are God. The kind of power that comes, you know, you can come to a meeting not knowing what God will do. Suddenly the Holy Ghost will come on you in a very strong anointing. Then the things you are saying, why would you now hear the gospel now? Which will say, where dreams be? If you are not careful, when flesh goes out of there, why did they allow this pastor to preach when I'm there and I'm more senior than him? But as many as are led by the Spirit, Papa is led by the Spirit to say, let this person preach. And the person, but I'm more senior than this person. Why is this? No. That once flesh goes ahead of, you know, oh no, Naria say, Shannon, sir. Oh no, Naria. Flesh, especially when the gentleman said that, oh, I want to marry you, and said, yes, oh, and then, you know, or then are you the whole choir, and then proposed to another person. Along the way, there was a breakthrough, and then wedding comes. The guy is driving the latest Range Rover Vogue, and you are the usher for the day. And they are marching, and they are passing by you, and you are looking at them. Come and tell them, Flesh. The Bible said, the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. He that soweth unto the flesh, by the flesh will reap corruption and death, but he that soweth unto the spirit will reap eternal life. Eternal life. You know, we are in a place preaching like this. Oh, chere kuvidro. One more di can buy ye na ye we num number ke kan ye. Ye we num number ke kan. Omo ba ha ye he a ha so. A sorry na ye pe ye shankom. A ba ba be he you num ni atia. Flesh! 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 The carnal man cannot receive the things of the spirit. Woman, I receive it. I will take it. Take it. I take it. At the end, grand aquae, woman Cassandra and says, I'm preaching. Yeah, one fan quay, yes. The preaching, you are qual abasa, no article. At the end, you're preaching you high, you preach you a revival, I say. Preaching you on my, you preach you a fasting, I say. And what's a cofidro, who's a Bible school and come back, you know, there will be a preaching be. And if I cry, you preaching be. Now they say, preaching, you call. No, my boy, so I hang your baby, I ever preach this idea. I have fasting, what I do, baby, I have what. And you are doing a home. Wouldn't you mess up your nipper? And when you know, I should know, maybe break to Tinamiwaho into the your days are numbered. No, remember your creator in your youth. I have to dog your bumbo clad, dog your bumbo clad, dog your bumbo clad. Tia, who bet you? I sit and pray and God, yeah. The Lord is bringing a little lifting. Go be Jesus. Amen. The Lord is bringing a lifting. Would you can lifting, lifting? It's another time and then so now. Waking up every morning, you should treasure the salvation that the Lord has blessed you. As the breakthroughs are coming and the lifting is coming, put it at the back of your mind and your spirit. A day is coming, you will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 10. And you will account. There's a day of reckoning. There is a day of accountability. Many marriages are bleeding. There's too much pain in the hearts of people. Many men can't say sorry. Many women are bitter. And yet we come to church and cover it up. Allow this fasting and pray. My father stood here as we close, and I heard the Holy Ghost through him. Forgive! Forgive! Father! Yesterday, he was speaking softly, and suddenly he screamed, Forgive! The Holy Ghost was recreating it. Bitterness can take you to hell, unforgiveness can take you to hell. And the sad thing that will happen to the Christian going to hell is that you paid your tithe, you were baptized, you were filled with the Holy Ghost, you did all the things we did. 30 days fasting enough for me. Hey, yeah, yeah, actually come 30 days dry. Oh, yeah, one day could I have enough for me. There are two peaks in every fasting, about 10, and up at 10, Hosanna. We're going to say orchestra be a peer on him. Orchestra. Now you are doing that to be trust our honor. Now say I can't tere honor. Tere honor. And what do you any probably be in Timin Zaho? Oh yeah, I was a mommy watch it 10 cities. Seriously, tonight when we stand, we are going to ask that the Holy Spirit fill us again and lead us. Lead us. This is what fasting and prayer does. It draws you. It draws you to the Lord. Songs like that, you know, attracts my heart during fasting and prayer. I am trusting thee, Lord Jesus. Trusting only thee, trusting you for full salvation, great and free. I am trusting only thee. I am trusting only thee. Eyes have not seen, ear has not heard, it has not entered into the heart of man what God has for those who love him. As I close, one of our pastors was critically ill. Fell ill in December. We were having a 5-day fasting and prayer. The boy fasted. And then when we were breaking the fast, he took this energy juice. And then within just 3 hours, he was bleeding from internally. We rushed him to 2 hospitals. Finally, he was rushed. The day he got ill was a Saturday. Monday morning, he was at Kolibu, 7 o'clock. 8 o'clock operation had started. When they opened him up, they realized that he had what the doctors call ulcer perforation. There is a doctor in this church, there is a pastor in this church whose wife is a doctor, a lady in Kolebu. I thank God for her life. She told me, I know you, prophet. You come to our church. My husband is a pastor in CEM. The lady sat me down with a couple of consultants. He said, Papa, we are going to tell you something. We want you to give this boy an opportunity to live. I said, how can a human being give another human being an opportunity to live? The lady and the other consultants, they said, because everybody who comes into the ICU is not 50-50. It's 80-20. We struggle with people's lives and only God comes through. And so I said, what are our chances? He said, our chances are 60-40. If you say you serve a living God, we need that God now. There were 12 people in the ICU. Our pastor was number 13. Everybody died except our pastor. Everybody died. They cut the boy open and then they realized that fecal matter had entered into the bloodstream because it went into the stomach, places where it shouldn't be, into the bloodstream. And they said, now we are competing with the speed of that fecal matter so that it doesn't get here. The moment it gets here, this one is a dead body. Then they started prescribing medications. Most of those medications were not in this country. I thank God for Mr. Uzuansa at Pharma, who will import these medications just in 24 hours is in the country. They pick it up, dispatches it to Kolebu for them to use it to help the boy. We continued our fasting and we were praying for the miracle of this boy. The Lord has spoken, I have saved the boy, but his situation doesn't look like it. This is where when the Holy Ghost is in you, you can hold on to that faith. Because a lot of people who give up oftentimes do not have the Holy Spirit. I'm serious. And we were believing God. Father, save the boy. 1 week after the operation, he was not responding to treatment. Rather, he was swelling. Second week, I was in the house, the doctors called. Normally, they don't call me. I have people on the ground. They called. What is the problem? They said, we need to go to the theater again. We need 3 pints of blood. Kolibu doesn't have it. 37 doesn't have it. Get us the blood. Call few people. Rich Hospital produced the blood together with police hospital, was sent to the hospital. And then before we got there, they had cut him open again. And then they said they had realized that he is not responding. Water is getting stuck from the IVs that are going in. And so they have to go and ascertain what the problem is. Then when they got in there, they realized that there was an emerging hernia somewhere. So they had to operate on that also for treatment to be able to get some expression. Immediately they brought them. I mean, a boy that is like size 8 or size 10 has swollen to like size 32. Covers the whole bed. His head is swollen. Everywhere is swollen. We're sitting there believing God. Sunday I'll minister first, second service, and I'll go there before I go to the third service in another branch. And when you look at him on the bed, there was no hope. But the Lord had already spoken. And it will take the Holy Spirit. As many as are led by the Spirit of God. The Bible said they are the children of God. And we are believing God for it. Then, on the third week, this time, he had shrunk to his normal size. Responding to treatment, but still in coma for 3 weeks. He is not talking or he's not conscious. You will not believe, ladies and gentlemen. So one Saturday night, whilst I was praying, I started worshiping. And then I felt so strongly that I should look for a worshiper who stands right with God and sow a seed for the boy. So I picked up the phone and I called Uncle Otto. And I said, can you visit us tomorrow? He said, yes, Papa, I will be there. So when we got to the car park, I signed a check half of my, you know, bank account, and I said, you know, let's give it to the man of God. And then whilst we were entering the church, the Lord says, that is not enough. I said, hey. And so I went back, torn the check, wrote another one, gave it to my wife and said, give this to Uncle Otto and tell him to pray for us. Uncle Otto worshiped that day the power of God. Was like a cloud in the temple. It was the last day of December, 27th December 2020. And I told the Lord, bless you, Papa. I told my wife, give it to the man of God first before I change my mind. Because see, it will go out of that girl. And then we went to Kolibu after the services. When I got there, normally when you get there, there's a reception area where you change and wear the ICU clothes before you go in there. When I got there, before I could enter the reception, the doctors came. Papa nyamia yo, nyamia yo, nyamia ya. By this time, it is only the boy that is lying in the ICU. Everybody was gone. They said, everything we are seeing about this boy defies medicine. Everything. Normally when somebody comes out of a long coma, they cannot even recognize certain people. Sometimes they will come up and be very aggressive. They need to sedate them to go back to sleep so they can heal well. When I entered the ICU, the boy recognized me because of the ventilator that had been in his throat for 3 weeks. He had, you know, a depleted voice. And so he said, Papa, nyamia chime, nyamia chime, nyamia chime. And I'm saying, Unime. I said, my name was saying, you know, came out of miracles happen with our God. Miracles happen. But what I want you to understand is that God is a supernatural working God, a miracle working God, but God is also a disciplinarian. Don't forget that. There is always a two sides of the coin. Always. Always. And if you serve the Lord with all your heart, not with flesh and not with pain and not with reservation, all things work together for you. Doors will open. And when the day comes and the Lord calls you, the Lord takes pleasure in the death of his people. And so you walk into glory with eternity clapping for you. It's not how you start. It's how you finish. What I'm doing, if I don't finish well, everything doing now is useless. I must finish well. So miracles happen, breakthroughs will happen. The Lord will provide, the Lord will protect you. But all this going on, Revelation chapter 20, verse 12. Things are being written in the books. You can't deny that. The Bible said, I saw the dead, small and great, before God. And the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of the things which were written. Brah, yeah, Tronema. Yeah, Tronema. It will amaze and shock you that somebody from church will take another person from church to a drosso, kill him. I'm telling you, that is, Papa, what you said, change his mind. I finish by telling you, your fast will not be in vain. Your prayer will not be in vain. Let me go further. Your giving will not be in vain. But the Lord is sending you this. Paul will write and said, I do not write this to make you sad. Paul will write and say, sometimes he's writing and the tone is too strong. And he said, I don't write this to make you sad. But as my beloved children, I am warning you. I am warning you. I'm asking you to be filled with the Spirit of God. Stand before God in dignity. Not that you are gifted. No. You are gifted, but no character. No virtues. You know, we lack character. So let me give you an example. You know, That is what I'm talking about. The pulpit also and prophecy also is supposed to shape people into Christian character. That we do not want to hear that one. You know, we get so you know, carried away. You know, the Lord has blessed me with the great house. It's good. It's good. It's good. But they are not here. They are not here. I have few minutes, possibly to 10 o'clock. I want to pray with you. Not only when I have seen something about you, let it be that before I bring a revelation from the Lord, it's a confirmation to what the Lord has already told you. Can somebody leave a church like this one and join another one? Will be one more. What because me jah sorry way because I'm hey what me jah sorry way echo way me di ni mi enu tutu wa mi hu a sorry papa To me, jaya, sorry, way. And oftentimes, these are some of the unethical things that goes up with, like, the prophetic ministry. You know, like, I have been invited here to come and minister and all that. And I take numbers of 1, 2, 3 people. And I begin to infiltrate and all that. Come over. Let's give you some direction and all that kind of thing. And then they come to our meeting at Alabaster and all that. And all, the moment we begin to infiltrate, you don't know the value of one soul in one church. The reason is because unimasenka. You will not infiltrate. You will know the value of one soul. If one soul is in a church, you will not joke with them. You will see somebody is playing the keyboard like the lady is doing right now in CEM, and then suddenly you see the lady in Alabaster playing keyboard, saying, the Holy Spirit will not divide, the Holy Spirit will not destroy. I'm telling you, any man kitten, and the same will be true. Yeah, sacrament kitten, the little foxes, they destroy the vine. Yeah. You know, you introduce your girlfriend to a brother in church. Oh, this is my fiance. That people do not take, like what I'm saying right now, they don't take it as prophetic. This is therapeutic. I'm telling you. This is therapeutic. So, and then by the time you know this guy you introduce your fiancé to in church, I've started WhatsApping your fiancé. Hi, chick. Chick is saying. No, chick is saying. Barbara friend agobone, agobone. Hi, chick. I feel you obey uno say, you know, Sudi, yeah, let's go out for dinner or so. I have an appointment bang, or so your friend now introducing in church, you know, or yeah, IT or be mommy IT lessons. Misum brebre. I feel you obey una these days, you know, I don't like the way you are treating me, you know. It's in Ipanotia, sorry, them know the heart is broken. Because there are certain things that ethically is not right. The fact that we are anointed to speak mysteries doesn't mean we should cross our boundaries. No. Doesn't mean we should cross our boundaries. The Holy Spirit will tell you, no. I met a church like that in Swaziland. The prophet of God went, preached powerfully, prophesied. The mission come home at about 3 a.m. Serious encounter. And then, you know, Sean goes, oh, come and see me for direction. You know. And then the next day there was no church. Because everybody is going for direction. One month you mean my direction will be my direction. I said, I'm going to call direction. But when the Holy Spirit is in you, He makes you wise. He makes you. This is not acceptable. Don't do that. It will hurt your brother. It will be a pain to your sister. Don't do that. And the Bible says it clearly. Job 32 and verse number 18. Yeah, the Bible said, you know, I am full of matter. The Spirit will constrain you. Don't cross the line. Now what do you hear, Juma? I don't see a D. Don't cross the line. The Holy Spirit then will tell you, you are a stranger and a pilgrim. Leviticus 25:23. You are a stranger. Psalm 39, verse 12. You are a sojourner. And the time is coming, dust will go into dust. Ashes will go into ashes. If that is true, that is one of the reasons why so many of our lovely pastors Bishop Bob Hoxham, Bishop Owusu Tebere, Bishop Anoye Boa, Bishop Eddie Long. They are going to be with the Lord. At the time, we didn't expect it. But the Holy Spirit will tell you, put your house in order and always be prepared. May the Lord bless you and bless His word. You may be on your feet. Preaching we all. Until the Holy Spirit is fully filled you, say who preaches, say preaching we are offering hobe thing. Offering hobe. Okay. How many people want to give 1,000 for us? Where we are some be 1,000. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet. Tonight we want to ask the Holy Spirit, fill us again. Hey, fill us again. Obi a onkrun gran ma. Abebi o ha onko. Someone that akoma so blesses the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, who does not sit in the seat of the scornful, nor stand in the way of sinners. His delight is in the law of God. The Bible said he meditates upon it day and night. And the Bible cry mu bebre nkan pono 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 be kona kwabrani sipono. Bible ye mu bebre nkan o se wo mi fun so be kod eh ani e ma koso. Things they happen. Niggas are in town. Niggas, they came on your phone. They didn't come to town. Hallelujah. Put your hands on your chest. Before we start the prophetic ministration, I want to ask you that this precious Spirit of God, fill us, empower us, endue us, endow us. Jesus said, do not leave Jerusalem until you be endued with the Holy Spirit. Come on, in the name of Jesus, somebody raise your voice and you are asking the Spirit of the living God. Rebada! Shadakadiba radadokosa inakadenini mikafretekateke lanto bagradokosible mekadanimi kafrikade rando maga. It is the Spirit of God that will make people serve willingly in the house of God. Whether they are cameramen, whether they are musicians, they will serve with all their heart. Ayando brakatenimika ifando salamata rekepando zilidi iataba antota akando lo zidebe. Hey! Come on, in the name of Jesus. Akibodoba anta, Holy Ghost, Holy, in this fasting and prayer, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Akidoba otadadaba Badio Zitabadabaha Randonamandu Diviatosh. Spirit of God, Gabanda Tidehe Radanana Mahadikosh. A candle in a cafe, Rabba de Cabano Kosha, a candle on a Mahanta. Ah, feel us again, in the name of Jesus. A cabinaboho, Rabba de Cosilidi, Yantanaba Anta, a candle on Moshada, Ria de Cabinada, Yanto Tobadosa, Yantede, Rabba do Zilidia, hey! Timo de Mantida, Rabba Zide. Now we want to ask the Spirit of God, fill us with the gifts of the Spirit. Yeah, the gifts of the Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit. Of course, there are prophets standing here. There are apostles standing here. There are people who have finished our school of evangelism that are standing here that the Lord will use mightily in the name of the Lord Jesus. Can you raise your voice like a trumpet? In the name of the Lord Jesus. Rabadebo Shidede, I can't turn him aha. Hey! Zinibiate, Randole Batide, Kibadanada, Pade, Gidanamandos, Rabadeba Antilles, Kitona Madios, Rabande de Hee, Asinde de Bahio, Tande de Yeho, Rabade de Hee. Zidanaha Shanabante Kobadio Zidanamaya. My God. before we start the ministration, no matter what the request is, when we stood in that hospital, we asked the Lord, your faithfulness is forevermore. You have never disappointed. Glorify your name in the lives of your people. And he did. I'm going to ask you, no matter what the request is you came with, and whatever you have been praying about since we started, we are asking the grace of God to meet you at the point of need. Jesus said, if you men who are wicked know how to give good gifts unto your children, when they ask bread, you don't give stones, how much more the God in heaven will not honor you and glorify you tremendously. Lift your voice and bring that request before the throne of God. And then we will start a ministration. Promise you, 10 o'clock we off. Dabade ko salaba ante de dekete radagada asande kosha. And Father, as your people are praying, I'm asking in the name of Jesus, do, O God, exceedingly abundantly above all we can think, ask, or imagine. Yes, Lord, I pray in the precious name of Christ Jesus. Isu namana kota. I'm my God, Lord is speaking, the Lord is performing, working. My God, Rabadabaha. Sida da da bahado, kabade rehoya, vina la badoja, tele rehaya dozia, kadade rebado hanala yare. My God,
Famakuma Mahontu Mawo Meneswa Mami Huo Mesa Mano Mikra Mahoti.
And Father, thank you for the rain you have released in this building right now, in this august holy place. I'm asking in the name of Jesus that your power and your fullness is at work. Glorify your people in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You may be seated. Let me do this very quickly. Mommy, the Lord bless you richly. You know, humbly, how many children do you have? The Holy Spirit is speaking to me prophetically that he has a covenant with this precious woman, and that covenant is spreading all over his children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, seven generations from now. Are any of your children here, ma'am? Nobody is here. I want to pray for you. And this is for your children, their spouses and their children. Yeah, this is for them. The Lord is prophetically elevating their cause for his own glory. Yeah. You know, when you have the opportunity, possibly you give your property or you give your life or you give a space for the work of God, please don't take it for granted, because it constitutes a covenant. Oh, it does. It constitutes a covenant before God. Stretch your hands on my mother. Father, I honor you. I thank you for mothers in Zion. And I bless you that you have chosen the children of our dear mother for exploits, that your hand will be on them for good and not evil. In Jesus' precious name, glorify them according to your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Mommy, God bless you. Thank you very much. Eja Oba Sum Sum Kron Kron Bechi. Why? Can I say this? Can I have a little ointment? Woman of God, I see a boy standing next to you, a girl standing next to you. These are not just children, they are young adults. And the Holy Spirit is speaking to me prophetically that among the emerging generation that he is honoring prophetically, the Spirit of God is telling me he's chosen a son of yours and a daughter of yours. And I am going to, you know, pray for your mommy, and I'm asking the word of the Lord that is, sweetie, can I tell you something briefly? A young man, a young woman, one there, one here. Just want to pray a short prayer. I'm not joking, Reverend Akrufi. God has a way of rewarding people. Oftentimes, those rewards come into your next generation. And what I'm saying is too deep. Too deep. One of the people that will lift the flag of Ghana in a strange land are your babies. Your babies. In a strange land. Your babies. Yeah. There are people who have made Ghana proud. Like my father's, Reverend Stephen Stanley. You know, I remember many years ago, I think this is the 11th year. 11 years ago, my father visited me in London. It was our first anniversary of our church in London. And, you know, whilst I was checking him in the hotel, his passport were 5 books put together 11 years ago. 5 books, 5 passport books put together when I was checking him in at Marriott's hotel. 5 books. When he put like that, when he sits on the plane, he has lifted the flag of Ghana. Yeah, in honor and in dignity. But this is in very tangible achievements. Very reputable achievements. Your children will not only make you proud, they will make this nation proud, this church proud. Prophetically. You know, I see in the realm of the spirit a veil of glory upon them. And the Lord is telling me prophetically, I have chosen them. Spirit of God is telling me, I have seen the heart of that worshiper. And that worshiper's heart is a covenant to me. I wish you could understand the quantum of this prophetic word. This is a house of worship. This apostolic house is a house of worship. I wish you can understand the power of worship. Yesterday, my father stood here. He lifted worship. into 20 minutes into the worship, tears dropped down his eyes, and everybody that were here, almost 80% were crying. The power of worship brings us to that dimension. The power of worship. The Lord is saying, I have covenanted with your heart. It's not just a voice. It's not just dynamism. It's not just charisma. It's not even just the anointing. God says it's a covenant. I have a covenant with you. I have a you are not only a leader of leaders who are going to raise a lot of leaders. You are not only that. You are not only a top of the game in the corporate world. You are not only going to be that phenomenal woman who is a model to so many other women who are going to go on the corporate ladder in the marketplace and do amazing stuff. You are also a woman of God carrying the glory of God all over you. And that is covenant. That is covenant. And the Lord is saying, predicated on that covenant, I have chosen your home. My God, your children will make you proud. You will see it. Wealth, glory, honor, dignity, relevance, significance, favor will emerge out of it. Can I have some protocol come and help me? Protocol, come in and help me. Come. I need some women and some men to, you know, help me. How are you, sweet? Where is your husband? Oh, chairman, how are you? Come, where are your children? Come. Come. Spirit of the Lord is revealing something to me. I see four swaddling cloths. It's four. It will come to pass. Why? You will be amazed. Pastor Adam, let us pray for this great woman. Messiah, a young man and a young woman, is given the strength of an eagle, the precision of an eagle. They will soar into the realms of achievement annual day. They will make even this nation very proud. Yeah. You know, what I see, it will start from North America. North America is Canada, is America, is what are all those places. It will start from North America. Now, it will be so impactful. It will be so impactful that your boss say name now. What you would see the one say, Mikrumunini. That is what the Lord is saying. Stretch your hands, I want to pray. I don't know, but this is too much. I see an awe, the glory, you know, brooding on this lady and her family, her husband, her children, you know. Is your husband here, sweet? You know. All right. And yeah, chairman, connect you. Hallelujah. Stretch your hands. Let's pray. And Father, I declare, in the precious name of Christ Jesus, the word can never fall to the ground. Surely it will come to pass. I see also, whilst I'm praying now, there is a corporate, I see a file on a desk. You know, there's like a board discussing something, and it's about our dear sister. You know, it's about leadership, and it's a corporate thing. It's about training, empowering people, training stuff. In a corporate world, and it's a contract. It's a big contract to a firm that I can't tell details, because if I go a bit further, I may have to mention the name of the firm and all that. But the thing is in the making, so I can't say that. Yeah. So prophetically, the Lord is telling me that your name reputably is on top of the list. And what I'm saying will change your status. Where you sleep will change. Your car will change. Yeah. Car will drive. You know, everything will change. Can go come to pass. The word of the Lord, you know, God says what he means, and he means what he's saying. I declare your word to your daughter. Let the awe flow upon her in Jesus' precious name. Amen. The Lord bless you. Thank you very much. Clap for her. There are four rows here to the back. 1, 2, 3, 4. To the very back. Is there anybody on this line to the very far end by the name Salasi? From here to the very far end. You? Sure. Oh, sure. Sure, sure. I was in South Africa. I'm going wedding and we have it now. So, open your heart or semi pen commission. I'm saying, Yana, sir, and you walk up a bit. Right, sweetie. Sure, sure. Let me tell you three things the Lord has revealed to me. Prophetically, the Holy Spirit is telling me that this lady is a covenant woman. She has a covenant with the Lord from the womb. She is a miracle as she stands here. The Holy Spirit is telling me prophetically that your rewards are beginning as I am speaking. The first will be the anointing and the calling on your life. God has granted you a voice. That voice is connected to your spirit or your heart. The Lord is going to raise that grace. This lady, baby, Obekobia, the presence of God will just follow her. Let her go anywhere. Go to the most obscure place. The power of God will follow her into that obscure place. The covenant of the Lord. Sister, we may then call Sundays kun kolan kitten kitten. Now we pijanuma adumbe bam of raining nas. I'm telling you the mind of God. Number two, the Lord is telling me prophetically there is a door about to open, and the door is specifically for a position. It's for a room, a position in a corporate entity. It has been waiting for you for the past 24 months. It is waiting. The moment you enter that office, that portfolio, I'm telling you, everything your heart desires will come in alignment. God has blessed you with a brain. Everything will come into alignment. Lastly, your bells are ringing. Matrimonial. Opa afasa ni ezonka. Ibe tutun tumaba. Every year. Your bells are ringing. It's going to ring. Your bells are ringing. Your bells are ringing. Sweetheart, can you take off your glasses and come? Let me pray a very short prayer and clap for her as she comes. My Lord. The Spirit of God is telling me I have a covenant with this young lady. Apam is from the womb. The covenant is from the womb. There are people like that. You don't treat them anyhow. You know, there are people like that. They are covenant people. The glory of God is on this young lady. Stretch your hands and pray. And Father, I honor you. In the precious name of Jesus. You know, as I dipped my hand in the oil, the Spirit of God whispered. And what he said prophetically, he has granted you immunity. And this immunity is going to keep you from all blatant demonic assault, including infirmity. No infirmity has the permission or clearance to step into your space because you have immunity. Stretch your hands. I declare the glory and your favor upon. The Lord is telling me to tell you this revelation is already in motion. It's not like it's going to start. It's already in motion. His word will not fall to the ground. Surely it will come to pass. I declare your mind upon your daughter, and I prophesy your glory will increase in Jesus' name. Receive the touch of God from the crown of your head to the very soles of your feet. Let the word of the Lord, which is already in motion, fly and soar and come to pass in the precious name of Christ Jesus. This, my dear, this is your season, your undeniable season, and the precious name of Christ Jesus. Congratulations, the Lord bless you. Your bells are ringing. Your bells are ringing. Your bells are ringing. Chairman, sweetheart, let me say this to you. What's your mumawe? What are you saying? Congratulations. I see 4 miracles packed. They're trained. The reason why the Lord is revealing this is because there are some arrows that I see throwing up. Throwing up. And the Holy Spirit is speaking to me prophetically. Stop the arrows in the realm of the Spirit. And let this gentleman and this lady be granted that which belongs to them. You will receive 4 swaddling cloths will walk into your house. I declare victory over you, sweetheart. I declare victory over you in the name of Jesus. Join your hands. Let's pray. Now I declare there is a massive opportunity coming your way. Now, it's in the line of business. What do you do? Really? I am going to pray for you. And it will usher you in there. I'm telling you. God can tell you something that doesn't look like your situation. Because that is what he does. And then he will transform the situation into the prophetic revelation. I declare that door yours because it's yours. In Jesus' name, the Lord bless you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Going to wrap up, but before, can I pray for you, man of God? It's a very simple thing. I won't say too much. There's a visitation coming to your home. This is for you and your wife. I declare it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Pastor Gabby, let me tell you something. This is very profound. I see a flame. The flame is divided into 5. And they are all burning. But the Lord is telling me to tell you that you represent one flame. And this particular flame is not going to be a joke. You are going to reap what you have sown over the time. Was your biological father a pastor? Sure. Oh, here. He was a pastor here. Sure. Let me tell you something. There is an anointing
that God wants to grant. Because what I see in the realm of the spirit, you are too loaded. You are too loaded. You are too graced. You are gifted. Too much. Too much. I don't know why I'm hearing grace. You know, I don't know why I'm hearing grace. Grace is repeated. Repeatedly. Grace, grace, grace. Grace as a name. You know, is repeated. But I want to use the opportunity. You are too graced. Graced. Too gifted. Too gifted to even struggle. Too gifted. The Lord is telling me to tell you tonight, He will open the gates of your giftings and it will get expression. I see the hand of the Lord open a door, and the Lord is telling me, this is the door to your home. In the realm of the spirit, I see angels of God conducting a surgery. And the surgery is, the Lord is telling me prophetically, this is the third of its kind. A surgery in the realm of the spirit. And it's on a young man, not a young teenage boy. Teenage boy. I see a young woman who is into events, decoration. Events like decor tables, decoration, and all that. You know, how many sisters do you have? Two. Are they here? They are not here. They are not here. Okay, let me pray for you. Let me pray for you. But closely, do you know anybody by the name Cynthia? Closely. Cynthia is your wife. Cynthia is your wife. Is she here? Wow. Then I need to pray for both of you. Because I saw a wind blowing. The wind was a wind of adversity. Wind didn't blow too strong that it wanted to blow apart your family. But the angel of the Lord caused your stay. And the Lord is telling me to tell you there is going to be a very strong restoration. Restoration that will bring you peace. I know what I'm saying. Peace. This is one of them, you know. And the Lord is telling me it will bring peace. The Spirit of God is telling me that for the past 17 months had been a very turbulent time. 17 months from, you know, time when Maker say, and 17 months ago, very turbulent. It came with financial pressure that laid a burden on the matrimonial comfort. And the Lord is telling me that I should declare to you that when we all in this building lift our voices in prayer, and restoration will start. I don't want to go into the, you know, adversity of matrimony, because those one goes into privacy. Let me leave it that way. But the Lord is telling me there's going to be restoration and healing to a young man. Healing, not hospitals, no. Healing. Once it happens, that's it. Healing. As I'm talking to you, it's happening. No, I'm not flattering. It's happening. Healing. Stretch your hands. Let's close with that. I've got 4 minutes. Let's close with that. The boys are here. You have boys are here. How many children do you have? 3. You are blessed. You are favored. Where are they? Okay, let me pray for you and then you can bring them whilst we wrap up. I anoint you. Can you stretch your hands and pray for this? Let me say this to you. I see you in front of people. People. Suddenly the people are multiplying. You are in front of just like 25 people. But suddenly the people are multiplying. 25, but they are multiplying. The capacity of the place can't contain them. Like a school. Like a school. The environment is like a school building. You know. And the capacity, I see like you've come to the compound of the school. The compound. And that is growing. The Lord is telling me to tell this gentleman there is a spontaneous grace of reward that has just hit you. Are you pastoring any fellowship or? So you move from the classroom to the compound. I see increase. The Lord is telling me that sometimes you get very worried. And the Lord is telling me, stop worrying. He has all together. He has it all together. Stop worrying. Stop worrying. Jaya Gengenokra. God will take care of you. God will take care of you. God will take care of you. People are going to sign you checks. Not one time. Over a lifetime. Sign you checks. Because I'm a catcher. There are going to be helpers among the multiplication. Yeah. There is a land. A land. A land the Lord is giving you. The land is just close by. Yeah. It's a gift God is giving. This church has a great base of many branches, but the Spirit of God is telling me that that one is going to be one of the most phenomenal branches that will spring up. The word of the Lord will not fall to the ground. The word of the Lord will not fall to the ground. The Lord is telling me to tell you that all the 17 songs he gave you is not for you to keep them. The Lord is telling me that you have written those ones, you have not sung it. It's written. 17. The Lord is telling me to tell you it is not for you to keep it. The Spirit of God is telling me that the first one was not to your expectation. And so it has slowed you down. But the Lord is telling me that those 17 are going to cause the explosion. So don't waste the time on it. Don't waste the time on it. There are certain prophecies. It doesn't make any sense to anybody, but to the recipient. This is one of them. This is one of them. Songs are 17. Oh, maybe you know, yeah, songs in your 17. I mean, for me, come baby. May come me baby. May come baby. May cancel with your banner, your bema, may name for home. Oh, go check it, I'll be home. So, your bema, say, you know, 17. Sure, 17. Stretch your hands. Let's pray for him. I pray for you. I pray for your wife. I pray for your children. I pray over the revelations that the Lord has spoken. And I declare victory over your destiny in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord bless you. Thank you very much. I'm telling you, the season of adversity has ended. This is your season of celebration. Only one intercessory prayer and we are done. Only one. One intercessory prayer. I want us to pray as the Lord is leading me against premature death before we leave in our fasting and prayer. Just one intercessory prayer. Only 2 minutes and we will be done. Can I ask you humbly to stand? Only one prayer. Every premature death that has been conspired against anyone among us, may the Lord arise. Mommy, how many children do you have? 4. But where I am, it doesn't look like Ghana. You know, are all of them here? Where I am, where I'm standing in the realm of the, it doesn't look like this country. You know, it looks like it's a different environment. It's a different environment. The Holy Spirit is speaking to me prophetically to tell my mother, there is a massive door that is opening to one of your children in the next 60 days. As a matter of fact, by the time we hit 120 days, your testimony will be heard everywhere, because it's a long awaited something that we are really praying about. And this baby of yours is really trusting God for. And the Lord is telling me the environment is not in this place. It's not Ghana. Baby, it's a different environment. You know, when you are in a different environment, you can tell, Papa. You can tell. This is not. Like, the way the. Where I've been is where I'm talking about. Like the United Kingdom settings, like, you know, like a foreign set, like. The European setting. This is not Africa. This is not Africa. Father, honor your daughter. All right. Stretch your hand. Stretch your hand. Let's pray for my mother. Among your 4 children, God has visited one particular who really is really petitioning the throne of God. May the Lord reward you in Jesus' name. The Lord bless you, Mama. Thank you very much. Can you lift your right hand in the name of Jesus? Every premature death orchestrated in my space, against my life, against anybody close to me, let God arise. Let his enemies scatter. Clap your hands, pray. Only 2 minutes. Only 2 minutes. In the name of the Lord God, we pray. Every spirit of death in our space, in Jesus' name, O God, arise, O God.
We stop the agenda of the enemy. Before we go, man of God, let me drop a message for your big sister. Kindly deliver this for me. The Lord is telling me prophetically that every obstacle have been removed.
Jesus. every obstacle. Let me use the word hindrance. Every hindrance has been removed.
Jesus.
And the Lord is telling me this year, throughout from today to the next 12 months, is a time of honor.
Amen.
This is for your sister. Please deliver it. You could just cut this portion and let her watch. Every hindrance has been removed. And the Lord is telling me prophetically, from this month to the next 12 months, is a time of honor. Oh, Obetinka, you will hear it. You will hear it. You will hear it. I'm talking about the multiple strokes of honor. 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 Honor is coming to your sister. Big time. Honor. On a very strong dimension and magnitude. Honor. Deliver this for me. The Lord bless you richly. Honor. Honor. Oh, your. Let me. Oh, beautiful children. Beautiful. Favor your son and daughter. Daughter, son, son. Jesus' precious name. Pastor Adam, let me anoint these boys 7 times. In the name of Jesus. 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 I declare the glory of the Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Let the glory rest on you, my dear. Receive the glory, the favor. Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord bless you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Beautiful. You may be seated. Thank you very much. I'm closing now, but let me use the opportunity to really thank God for my spiritual parents, for the love and the honor bestowed on us. We don't take this for granted at all. Such an august and exalted altar to come here and to minister. It is always humbling and always sleepless. Every time is sleepless. It's sleepless all the time. You know, anytime I'm called, you know, but when Reverend Mike calls earlier, hey, wow, my pa, because I feel the adenis is me so sad. You know, thank you for the honor. I'm so grateful. But before I go, let's honor God with our offerings tonight. But before we take our offerings, can I ask you to sow a seed for your children? This is special. Even if you don't have children, they are here. The children are here. Yeah. This is for your children. This is for your children. If you can do 2021, 201. 201 just for your children. You know, you can join me if you want to do that. 201 if you want to do that. Yeah. This is for your children. This is for your children. Anybody at all, if you want to do it, you can join me here as I pray. Yeah. If it is not here, no problem. We have the Momo number. You can pick it up and send it. Yeah. Your children are here. They are in your loins. They are in your womb. Yeah. 201. 200 cities and 1 cities. 1 city. 201. Come on. Hello. The Lord bless you, ma'am. 201. This is for your children. Do it for your children. This is for your children. In this 30 days of prophetic word, may the Lord honor and bless your children. In Jesus' name. Pastor Adam, please, there are some lovely people here. Spread the envelopes. Spread it out. These are for your children. Woman of God, the Lord bless you. These are for your children. 201. Do it for your children. If it is not here, don't worry. You can bring it on Sunday. Just a seed for my children. You can write it during worship. You can come and engage the altar. If you cannot be here for any reason, you pick up the Momo number and send it. You don't have 201, you can. You have 100, you have 50, you have. This is especially for your children. It's a seed for your children. Whatever seed you want to sow for your children, you can join us in the front as we pray. You can join us as we pray. Anything at all is fine. Whatever you want to. This is for your children. Your baby girl, your baby boy, bless them. I've told the people, never let a negative word come out of your mouth against your child. Never. Never. Your child will lift your name that couldn't go to a particular altitude or zenith. Your child would lift it up like that. Any amount, it's okay. It can be a coin. This is for your children. It's all right. I declare in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, let your covenant with your people by Calvary's cross and the blood of atonement, let it spread over our offsprings. Our children will be mighty. Anybody believe in you for the womb, the blessings of the womb, the fruit of the womb, I'm asking in the name of Jesus, reward them and show them your glory. Anybody standing here and their children are believing you for children, I'm asking you to show them your glory. I give you glory that you are a faithful God, miracle worker, covenant keeping God. Show us your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. If yours is here, you can drop it.
Let my heart be changed, renewed, flowing from the grace that I found in
sing. And I want to thank God for my parents again. Thank you. The Lord bless you. Can you bring me an offering?
Draw me to your side, your side, your side. And now Your spirit leads me on by the power of your love.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.